The Sea Grant Files, fresh news about fresh water.
Hi, I'm Jesse Schomburg, and you're listening to The Sea Grant Files. The North Shore of Lake Superior is known for its scenic landscapes and outdoor activities that attract visitors year-round. Even though we've experienced some pretty cold temperatures this winter, the snowy, icy North Shore attracts skiers, snowshoers, snowmobilers, and ice climbers seeking winter adventure. However, for visitors wanting to face the cold, they may not get exactly what they anticipated thanks to a changing climate. The climate in Minnesota is changing. Winters are heating up especially quickly. They have warmed more than 13 times faster than summers since 1970, and the region's low temperatures are becoming less extreme. In addition to a bump up on thermometers over the last century, heavy precipitation events, think intense rains and snowstorms, are becoming more common. Increasing temperatures and more variable precipitation can be troubling for winter recreationists who rely on consistent snowfall and ice thickness. Most North Shore visitors plan their vacations around outdoor recreation. Hiking, wildlife watching, and driving the scenic routes along Lake Superior are major draws in winter and summer, while additional popular winter recreation activities like skiing and ice fishing depend on reliable snowfall and thick ice. Local communities that rely on this type of nature-focused tourism will face new challenges and new opportunities as climate change alters the landscape. The North Shore Community Climate Readiness Project, funded by Minnesota Sea Grant, worked in communities from Two Harbors to Grand Portage to help leaders and citizens plan for the future. This project was led by Dr. Mae Davenport, Professor of Forest Resources and Director of the Center for Changing Landscapes at the University of Minnesota. Along with collaborators from North Carolina State University, Carleton College, and Utah State University, Davenport sought to build an understanding of relationships between changing environmental conditions and tourism resources, as well as to recommend natural resource management strategies. Using a mix of surveys, interviews, and focus groups, the researchers assessed resident and visitor attitudes about climate change. In a survey of 300 North Shore residents, 3 out of 5 people reported directly feeling the effects of climate change. In a survey of more than 2,000 summer and winter visitors, the researchers found the vast majority, 77%, believe the climate is changing. 80% of residents think it is, too. That's higher than the national average of the 72% reported in studies recently cited by the New York Times. Most North Shore visitors said they will continue to visit despite changing conditions. Some indicated they will possibly choose other destinations if dramatic shifts in climate affects forest and wildlife diversity. Still, the outlook for tourism along the North Shore appears to be relatively stable, so investing in non-weather contingent recreation activities might be the safest bet for new endeavors in the North Shore tourism industry. Preserving historical sites and maintaining hiking trails are investments that should serve tourists through every season. In addition to understanding attitudes surrounding climate change, the research project worked to identify how management and policy strategies may be used to help communities navigate the negative effects of climate change. Improving emergency response and strengthening infrastructure will help communities respond to intense storms, while collaborating at all levels of government will encourage open communication and implementation of adaptive policies to secure the future of North Shore communities. Davenport is continuing to tease apart the effects of climate change on communities in northern Minnesota with Sea Grant support, along with Principal Investigator Bonnie Keeler, Assistant Professor at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs, University of Minnesota. Davenport is identifying emerging climate-related challenges that are affecting water management. Tribal communities, government agencies, and conservation groups, among others, often have different goals for shared water resources. They may engage with these resources in different ways. This wide range of priorities, combined with changing climate conditions, is introducing new pressures on freshwater systems. With a community-focused approach to identify freshwater management challenges, Keeler and Davenport aim to form effective strategies to help communities become more resilient. The effects of climate change can already be felt in northern Minnesota, but the impacts go beyond rising temperatures and extreme weather events. From nature-based tourism to freshwater management, every facet of the environment is affected. Talking about science-based climate realities with others, including friends, families, and local leaders, is an important way for all of us to take part in addressing one of the most pressing issues of this century. Individual climate awareness and preparedness are steps towards creating climate-resilient communities. To learn more about the North Shore Community Climate Readiness Project, visit northshoreclimate.com. You can connect with the North Shore Climate Project by sharing your own North Shore memories using the hashtag MyNorthShore on Instagram, and check out images other users have posted from their own North Shore escapes. Again, that's hashtag MyNorthShore on Instagram. If you are interested in joining the monthly Twin Ports Climate Coalition conversations, contact Minnesota Sea Grant at seagrant.umn.edu or 218-726-8106. This episode of the Sea Grant Files was produced by Marissa Speer, Sharon Mullen, Chris Harwood, KUMD, and me, Jesse Schomburg. To listen to other episodes of the Sea Grant Files, visit Minnesota Sea Grant at seagrant.umn.edu. Thanks for listening.